The news has been filled with stories about birds, from avian flu to how waterfowl is faring after Hurricane Katrina and Rita. According to the Hendon and Finchley Times in England, in the same week that the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds launched its Feed the Birds Day, the leader of Barnet Council warned residents against doing just that. Councillor Brian Salinger asked residents at a meeting last Monday to stop feeding birds because it attracts unwanted guests, like rats. The remarks were made as the borough's cabinet decided to reinstate its pest control service. The department was disbanded last year to save £150,000 a year, but is now set to return after pressure from residents. But Mr. Salinger also believes that residents should play a part in stopping the ever-increasing rodent population. The Hendon and Finchley Times article goes on, "If they, the residents, can do anything to help, it would be to stop feeding the rats," Salinger said. "Do not leave food out principally for birds. The residents are feeding the pests in the borough." Of course, according to the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, 60% of people in Great Britain regularly feed birds. And on Saturday, October 29th, the RSPB is holding a Feed the Birds Day, urging everyone to put food in their garden. To me, it's a no-brainer that if a rat appears at a feeding station, the people should close it down, rake the ground, and compost the spilled seed in a tightly screened container that neither birds nor rats can penetrate, since birds can get seriously ill from rotting seed. If you live in an area where rats are a possibility, use feeders that are above the ground with baffles to exclude mammals from climbing the poles, and don't allow spilled seed to collect on the ground. Bird feeding is more important for human beings than it is for birds, but losing that fundamental freedom would be as unfair and harsh as prohibiting hunting or gun ownership or free speech. But as with hunting and gun ownership and free speech, bird feeding does come with responsibilities, and those of us who enjoy feeding birds should do so wisely. I'm not sure why newspaper articles covering avian flu aren't explaining that the wild birds contracting it in Asia are getting it from unsanitary poultry farms. It's another no-brainer that we're supposed to clean up after ourselves, whether we're individuals, farmers, or corporations. The overproduction of meat in factory farms has led to the wastes of infected birds running into natural waterways and so getting into wild birds that are drawn to the water on the farms. Factory farming has led to another serious health crisis as well, since farmers worldwide add antibiotics to their livestock feed in order to speed up the growth process. This overuse, especially in overcrowded, stressed birds, has led to a lot of strains of disease organisms becoming resistant to antibiotics, a problem which scientists have been warning about for decades. As at least some people are finally realizing, humans ignore scientific warnings indefinitely at our own peril. The only way we're going to protect ourselves from avian flu is to demand that the countries where it exists close off their poultry farms from natural waterways. Meanwhile, the less meat we eat, the less we contribute to the many environmental problems associated with meat production, like waste disposal at feedlots and heavy water use for livestock and both water and pesticide use on the crops we grow to feed them. I'm tired of being so filled with gloom and doom. These environmental issues are starting to take a toll on me, and I bet my radio listeners are getting sick of it too. But little by little, ignoring these issues since the 80s has taken a horrific toll on our world. And for the first time in American history, my generation is leaving the next generation more impoverished in fiscal and natural resource wealth, rather than richer. We need to work together to stop this horrible trend. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.